story of Mert and Marv. Ray Hunt has been murdered, shot to death in his office backstage at the Hayfield Theater. The show went on, but immediately after the final act, the entire company was taken to police headquarters for questioning. Mert and Marge were the last to be called in by Jack Arnold and Captain O'Toole of the Homicide Squad. And in a moment, we'll hear what they have to say in today's episode of the story of Mert and Marge. It is very late. Mert is alone in the outer room, and Margie, tired and frightened, is waiting for the first question. Jack Arnold says,
"What is your full name?"
Marguerite Minter.
Did you know Ray Hunt?
Yes, and I liked him, too, at first. But when he was so mean to Myrtle, I didn't anymore. I'm sorry he's dead, though.
Oh, answer only my questions, Margie. Now, what time did you get to the theater tonight?
Well, they called half hour just as we came in. Myrtle stayed upstairs to talk to Mr. Hunt. I went down to the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Then Pat came down and told me someone had been calling for me. I think it was Jimmy. I went up to tell Myrtle about it, but she wouldn't believe it was Jimmy. We came downstairs together, and Clarence was in the dressing room. He was wearing that funny coat. And Nell found the revolver in the pocket.
Tell me, where is the revolver, Marty?
Well, Nell put it up on the shelf in the dressing room.
I see. Did you go back up on the stage again before Overture was called?
No, Clarence left to get our white gloves for the letter number. And then 15 minutes was called. Just a minute after that, Myrtle went up on stage. She said she wanted to see Mr. Hunt. A few minutes later, they called Overture. Then we all heard somebody scream. We ran up on stage and... Oh, Mr. Arnold, I can't say anymore.
All right, Marty. You've said enough. Call Myrtle Spear.
Okay. Martin Spear, you're next.
Sign this statement here, Marty.
There, Jack. I mean, Mr. Arnold.
All right, now you wait outside, Margie. We'll see you in just a minute. All right, Myrtle. Come in and sit down.
Oh, I couldn't stand up for this, Jack. I've been sitting on that hard bench out there since 11:30. I'm about paralyzed.
All right. Now, what's your name?
Are you trying to be funny, Jack?
It's a matter of form, Myrtle.
My stage name's Myrtle Spear.
Your real name?
Well, do I have to make a statement?
No.
Well, could I see my lawyer first?
Yes.
Then I'll make no statement.
All right, Myrtle, you go outside with Margie. I'll be with you in just a minute.
Why don't this Spear want to talk after sitting out there all this time?
Well, she's probably tired, O'Toole. It's almost 4:00.
Well, I don't like it. And say... There are 132 people in the pleasure show. Most of them are in the theater between 8 and 8:30, but not one of them heard a shot. It's very strange. Very strange.
Yeah. Well, this will be all for tonight, O'Toole. I'm going to take the two girls home and then get a few hours sleep myself. We have a big day tomorrow.
Come in, Jack.
Well, it's awfully late, Myrtle. I've got to get some sleep.
Well, I've got to talk to you for a few minutes. Please, Jack, sit down.
Gosh, I'm so sleepy.
Well, Margie, go right into the bedroom and get your clothes off, then hop into bed, dear.
Do you care if I do, Jack?
Why, no, Margie, dear. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Arnold. Come to bed soon, Myrtle.
Yes, dear. Say, Jack, before Margie and I went to the theater tonight, a man came to call on me in the apartment.
Well, who was he, Myrtle?
Well, Mr. Baker. He said he'd spoken to Mr. Hayfield and that he'd been sent to me by Hunt.
Well, Myrtle, I sent Mr. Baker to Hayfield.
Yes, so he said. Mr. Hayfield introduced him to Mr. Hunt.
Oh, I see.
And Ray had told him to see me. He said I might be able to tell him something about Agnes Hallen.
Well, do you know the woman, Myrtle?
Well, I told him that I knew nothing about her, but if I heard of any such actress, I'd let him know.
I see.
Well, so much for that. Then Margie and I left the apartment and came right to the theater. We got there just as half hour had been called. Hunt was in the corridor and said he wanted to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Margie went on downstairs. I went in Hunt's office and closed the door. I asked him why he'd sent Mr. Baker to me. He told me that he'd sent him because he knew I could tell him something of Agnes Hallen.
Well, could you, Myrtle?
If it has no bearing on my life while I've been with Hayfield's Pleasures, would it be necessary for me to tell anyone about her?
Well, not unless you want to, Myrtle.
Well, Ray asked me why we couldn't be sweethearts again. I told him I despised him. Then he threatened to tell what he knew about Agnes Hallen. And it made me so furious, I said, Ray Hunt, you'll never tell what you know about Agnes Hallen. Never. I only meant that I knew so many things about him that he wouldn't ever dare tell anything about Agnes Hallen. The door opened, and I backed into Mrs. Hunt, who was standing there.
Well, then what did you do?
I went out of the door, and Mrs. Hunt asked if she could speak to me. While I was talking to her, I saw Billy sneak into Hunt's office. She'd come across stage behind the backdrop.
Well, what did Mrs. Hunt have to say to you, Myrtle?
Well, she told me she was terribly unhappy, and I know she's suspicious of me. Then she said she was going into Hunt's office and have it out with him once and for all. She went in and closed the door. I went to Pat's office and asked him if he'd seen an elderly man around. Pat said that Mr. Baker had been there to see Mr. Hunt just before half hour had been called. Hunt was busy, so Mr. Baker went out to Mr. Hayfield's office.
Then what happened?
Well, I told Pat if Mr. Baker came backstage again to call me. I wanted to see him before Hunt did.
Well, why did you want to see him, Myrtle?
Well, I wanted to find out what reason Ray had for sending Mr. Baker to see me.
Oh.
Just then, Vivian came in the stage door. I told her how sorry I was about her dismissal, and I tried to persuade her that Margie had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't blame anyone but Ray Hunt. She called him a dirty rat.
Yes, go on.
Then Vivian said that it'd be better for show business if he were 6 feet underground. She told me to watch Margie because Hunt had tried to pull the same tricks on her. Then Vivian went downstairs, you know, to see Max Schwartz.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see her again. Margie came up then, and she was all excited about what Pat had told her, you know.
Oh, you mean about Jimmy coming to the stage door?
Uh-huh. And just then, Billy came out of Hunt's office and sneaked back the same way across the stage and down to the dressing room.
I see. Well, okay, Myrtle, I have a mental picture of everything, I think. Did you go down to the dressing room after you talked to Margie?
Yes. And when we went in, the girls were all laughing at Clarence.
What was the matter with Clarence?
Well, he'd been in the barber shop, and someone had swiped his coat, and the only one left was a long thing that hung way down like an old sack.
Well, did he find anything in the coat, Myrtle?
I know, Jack.
Myrtle, I'm afraid you're not telling me the truth. There was something in the coat pocket.
Oh, who told you that?
Gwen and Billy. In fact, all the girls told me about Nell finding the gun in his pocket.
Oh, well, I didn't want poor Clarence to get into trouble, Jack. Anybody would know he didn't have anything to do with this.
Well, what happened to that gun?
Oh, Nell put it up on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. How long did the gun stay up on the shelf?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there now, for all I know.
Well, Myrtle, I'll tell you something. The homicide squad searched every inch of the theater. There was no gun found anywhere, not even in the property room. Somebody's taken it.
I don't know anything about it, Jack.
Well, all right, Myrtle. Now, what happened then?
Well, 15 minutes had been called by that time. Clarence came back with clean white gloves for the letter number.
Describe the costumes of the letter number, Myrtle, will you?
Well, we wear gray satin trunks and a uniform coat with brass buttons, like a mail carrier's uniform. There's no back except a collar to hold a coat on. We wear letter carrier's caps and white cotton gloves. We generally get clean ones every night.
I see. Well, now, did you leave the dressing room again, Myrtle, before overture?
Yes, as soon as I was made up. I told Margie I was going up to talk to Hunt again, but it was really to try to catch Mr. Baker when he came back. I went to Pat's office first to ask him again about Mr. Baker. Pat wasn't there. And a few minutes later, I saw Pat opening the steel door. He'd been up to Sonny Darnell's dressing room to deliver a telegram. Pat left the door open. And just then, Mr. Hayfield and Mr. Baker came in the door on the other side of the stage. You know, the one leading from the auditorium?
Yes, the one on the side.
They came across the stage, and I knew they were going in to see Hunt. I hurried to Hunt's door and knocked. He didn't answer, and I opened the door, and you know the rest, Jack. Oh, it was horrible.
All right, Myrtle. Let's call it a night, huh? I got to get home and get some sleep, and you've got to get some sleep, too.
You believe me, don't you, Dad?
Oh, yes, Myrtle, I believe you. Now, I'll see you tomorrow. You get some sleep and don't worry about anything. Good night. Good night.
Night.
Merle, is Mr. Arnold gone? Aren't you coming to bed now, dear?
In a minute. Go back to sleep, Margie.
What's in that tin box, Myrtle?
Papers, dear.
What are you going to do with them?
Oh, Margie, the first thing in the morning, the detectives will be here to search this apartment. I have some papers in this box that they mustn't see.
Are they valuable?
Oh, only to me, dear. First thing in the morning, I'll go to the bank and put them in the safety deposit vault.
Would they be called evidence?
Oh, no. No, not in connection with Ray Hunt's murder. This paper is a marriage certificate, Margie. This is a birth certificate. And this other piece of paper is a telegram that announced the death of a baby. And in all three of these papers is the name Agnes Hallam.
Has Mert really told everything? Who is the mysterious Agnes Hallam? And who killed Ray Hunt? Don't miss the next episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.